prayed for you outside. You saw it set up over there. No Cholvi saw the last Cholvi saw you're going to have for the season. Yitzi, do you mind getting a Rambam? Psalei Mugdashim. Kachim. Okay, we're going to start the next sugya. Pesach. So Gemara says like this. Pesach minalon. The Mishnah brought down that Pesach v'achatas is posel shelo lishma. So Gemara says Pesach minalon. Chesam at base, Zayinam at base. Thank you. Pesach minalon. Zokti Gemara d'chsiv, it says in the pasuk, Shomor es chodesh ahavi v'hosisa Pesach. V'hosisa Pesach, she yukol asi yosov l'shem Pesach. From there we see l'shmo. Ashkechon shinui kodesh. That's a shem Pesach, which is only shinui kodesh. Shinui bayim minalon. How do we know Shini Bailam? Tichsiv amaltem zavach Pesachu. Shetei zviche l'shem Pesach. Shibi l'shem Pesach. So you see zviche v'meni hinu l'shem Kodesh, no hinu l'shem Bailam. So basically we have two psukim for l'shmo. Both of them are implying Shini Kodesh. One of them is being used for Shini Bailam. So fine, Ashkon l'mitzah. So maybe it's like all kachim. This is din of lishma, but it's not makif. Lakav minai. How do you know it's makif? Omar ko v'zovachta pesach l'shem alikecho. There's basically a shonal of lakav. Right? There's two psukim. Second pasuk teaches you it's makif. Maskif l'chav safre. So warte noch wieder aus, wie bei der Nachmen, dann mal auf Nachmen, dann mal bei wo, mir nein, aber ist der Pesach Korf Shlomim. How do you know my Pesach is Korf Korban Shlomim? That means if you were Mafresh Korban Pesach, it was Nevad. And then you found another one, who we'll see on Chesom and Beis, Pesach Pesach Yom Yisrael Shana. How do you know it's Pura Shlomim? So Kti Gimore, Shana Mose, Baruch Hashem Arecho, Tzainu Boko. Following Pesach Bailam Lak Fos Manizim. Kana Moshe Pesach, Dov HaBom HaNatzayin Min HaBoko. From here you see, Moshe Pesach comes from something which comes from Tzayin and Boko, Mani Yerushalmi. So we have no Pasuk. Okay. Now here's a very, this is the shvarista part of the Gemara. It says the Gemara, so Mela, the Pasuk is not extra. The Pasuk we wanted to bring, we need for Moshe Pesach. So how do we know it's Ma'akev? Says the Gemara, fine. And maybe we learn out from there. The who is a gilui sayin shini koidish, sayin shini bailim, that it's makif. Zogt in Gemara, Ashkech und Zvicha, Shara Avoides min Ayin. How do we know the Avoides? Hoil v'goli goli. Once we know it by Shchita, we know by everything. It's like a Mamatzino. Once we find it there, Mechtesa to be Mechak. It's like the Gemara is ignoring everything that we learned till now. We struggled every line by all of the Karbonis. How do you know Zvichen? How do you know Kabbalah? How do you know Hilach? And how do you know Zvichen? And Avodah Shef Shalavat, Avodah Shef Shalavat, Mamatzinus, and Isis. And now the Gemara is going, Oyo V'Goli Goli. It's a Mundazach. It's a Mundazach. The Karanoira touches on this in the Psyche. That L'chor, it's Mamash Apliya, the Gemara. The Gemara is Chayzer from it then. The Gemara says, no. The Gemara, L'maisa, the Gemara is Chayzer from this. And the Gemara says, Eina Charame. We don't say Hovel Goli Goli. But there has to be a Havamin here. The Havamin of the Gemara is you should say Hovel Goli Goli for some reason. So if you look at the Gemara is like Tazay. So what's the Gemara's have I mean of Hoyle the Goli? Hoyle the Goli, Goli, Loyam Rinon. With all the pirkas that we already had earlier, why you can't learn to avoid this from each other? El avoid this minayin? The chsiv, zaystos, oiloy, lavlamincho. And the melein, that is included, the tanya, bim, tavoysi, lakrim, kobanayim, zebcho, maisu, pesach, hikishakos, of lishlamin. So we were using all the psukim for lishma. We don't need lishma. All the dinim of lishma that we learned till now apply to Bechor and Pesach. So now, all the psukim we have now could be used likuva. Mashlamim, bein zvicha, bein shavodis, lechalakta, melo mitzvah, pesach, bein zvicha, shavodis, la'akev. Elu lomali. So now what do we need who for? Letanya, pesach, bein mishchita, la'akev. Loshana bahu. That's what it's going on. It's actually going on the Oshem. Because the Oshem has a pasuk that you can't use by Haktorah. Haktorah say Murim can't be La'akiv because you don't need it. You don't have to be Makdei Murim Bechlal, it's not Makiv. Okay. So we're gonna break this up to pieces. This last Nakud of the Gemara. Last Nakud of the Gemara is saying that it's not possible to say that there should be Ma'akev by Haktorah Seymurim. Posh to Svogah, why? Because Haktorah Seymurim is not Ma'akev by Kachem. Kol Kachem is not Ma'akev. So you don't have to do it at all. If you don't have to do it at all, it can't be that Lishmo would pass it. And that the Pasuk of Zavachta is Megale from Pesach to Osho. That's the Gemara. The Sifri, if you look at the Sifri is Mamish Milchayrim Misnagar our Gemara. The Sifri reads that Tzliya would be Makav by Korban Pesach. Even Tzliya Shalei Lishma. I brought this down, Agav Groh, and we spoke about the Rambam earlier, the Rambam Sheet of Lashem Chulin. The Sifri says like this, V'sisa Pesach L'Hashem L'Kecho, Shetehashil L'Shem Pesach. Right? It says, Yochol Af HaKtorosoy U'Tzliyosoy. Says the Sifri, I would think, this is the Sifri in Parashas Re, I would think that everything has to be Lishmo. Even the HaKtore, even the Tzliya, Kamash Malon, Tamaloy Mav, Zavachta Pesach, Zvicha Bechlau Hoysalom, Yotzlak, Shelam, Zvicha Miuchedes, Avkol Shivu Aveda, Yotzelu Shein, Mishim Aveda. That's a Mamshapilla. But Lamais, it's clearly Mistaken Argamor. Argamor is saying that even if there would be a Pasuk, it's not Shayach, because we have a Pasuk by Yahusha. The Gemara is saying the Pasuk can't be telling you Lishmo by Haktorah say Murim, because the whole Haktorah is not Makiv. The Sifri is saying the same thing by Korban Pesach. And the Sifri is saying we need a pasuk to say that it's not Makif. That you would think Haktorah and Tzliya is Makif. Tzliya just makes, Tzliya is even a bigger plea. Tzliya is b'chlal nothing to do with Kodesh. Tzliya l'chor is a din achile. No, I understand. I don't have a question why we have to roast it. My question is, why is the Tzliya is not an Avodah B'chlal? I understand, but it's not an Avodah B'chlal. Eating, what would be if you ate the Korban Pesach Shalei Lishma? One second. But that the Sifri doesn't have a half on me. I mean, it could be totally Mitzvah Shechis Kavodah, Shekeimene, right? There's no half on me that you have to eat the Korban Pesach Lishma, Al Tkotchim. No, so Shava Amina. So why should Sliya be different? So if Bitzal Sholte in his Mishnas Yaivitz, he has a whole simon just on Sliya's Pesach. And he wants to say a Chiddush, a whopper Chiddush, that by Pesach, the Sliya is an avoider. It's part of the korban itself. What? As I said, Sliya is mamish, not on Sikri Lachila. Separate halacha. Sliya is mamish, part of the korban Pesach. Ludvarov, you would have to roast the korban Pesach together with the Gira Noshim. Because if the tzli is only for achila, so you have to do nikar agid. You take the gid out before you roast it. But if the tzli is part of the akravas hakom, avoida, then you have to do tzli together with... So I spoke to his chavrus, I wasn't zeichet to ever speak to him, Bessal Jolt, he was nifter before my days when I was in Eretz Yisrael. But his chavrus was a Yitzchak Kulitz. Zeichet tzadik levroch, they were mamish chaverim straight through. He took him over, else Rav Yerushalayim. So I asked him this kasha. I asked Rav Kulitz, and he told me, in a chanami, Rav Bitzal Zolti taka held, you have to roast the Korban Pesach with the Gid Anosh. No Nikra Agid. It's part of the Korban Pesach itself. Now you have to be careful, because if you're going to tell me it's Avoida, then the Sifri also doesn't make sense, because I just read you the Sifri. The Sifri says, why tak is it not makir? Zok the Sifri, ma'azvicha miyuchedah shi avoida, af kol shi avoida, yotzu'elu she'enam avoida. You understand? The Sifri itself doesn't really flow well, even if you're ready to swallow Rebbe Tzal Zolti's Chiddush, which I'm not ready to swallow. But let's say we would swallow that Chiddush. It doesn't flow well on the Sifri. Because the way Rebbe Tzal Zolti wants to learn is that by Korban Pesach, Tzli is not a part of the Avodah. So what's the Mirt? The Sifri is saying, Yochel Av Tzli Osai. Even the roasting has to be Lishma. On that, the Sifri says, No. Why not? Because v'zavachto mazvicham yuchedu sheyavoida yotzeilu sheinam avoida l'dvorov, it is an avoida by Korban Pesach. So you have to fetch the Sifri according to him. Mazvich is avoida by shal kachim has to be something which is an avoida by other kachim, but it doesn't really flow. The zicha doesn't flow well in the. Those of you who want to look it up, I think we have in the shul, Simon Chof Aleph, it's kedai to see the piece, it's an interesting piece there, Rav Bitzal Zolti. That's his chiddush, that it's Leah. Obviously, you have to say something to understand the Sifri, right? But really, if you read the Sifri Kipshutai, the Sifri is mashma, that the Lishmo would not be Midin Avoida. There will be a separate Din Lishmo by Tzliya, and the Sifri is saying, no! Since the Din Lishma by Korban Pesach is learned out of a Zavachta, so it's limited to that which is an Avoida. The Havamin of the Sifri is, for some reason, that's what I'm going to try to explain today, the Havamin of the Sifri is, that for some reason, by Lishma of Korban Pesach, it's not Mugbul. Okay? It's not Mugbul to Dafka something which is an Avoida. Kamash Malon of the Sifri, yes, it is Mugbul, because it's a Zavachta. Now, obviously, you can chop where I'm going, because once you go with that mahalach, makes our Gemara much more klar. That's why Gemara was much quicker to say, loichalakta, kivin de goli goli. Obviously, it's a different kind of lishma. And this kind of lishma that you need by Korban Pesach is the type of lishma that's more broad. And that's why the havamin of the Gemara, there's a kiv in the goli. Other kachrim need shchita, kabbalas, everything. They need a separate gilui. Epis Korban Pesach, you don't need it. The Sifri is even going broader. I'm only bringing the Sifri. The Bavli doesn't bring down the Sifri's drosh. I'm bringing the Sifri to show you how broad the lishma of Korban Pesach is. It's much broader. It's like it's an elephant. It's mamish. It's taking up the whole room. Huh? Oh, that was the old vote we said, which I'm going to get to, but I'm going to go with a different halach today. The Amatim Zevach Pesach, I based on the Meiri and the Yerushalmi. Right. But that I'm going to, today, as I mentioned then, I'm going to, when we get to the sugi, we're going to cut it up better. So today we'll try to get a klarkeit in the Lishma of Korban Pesach. It came in Agavurch in the sugi of Stomach Lishman and L'shem Chulin on Dav Bezim and Bezim Dav Gimel. But today we're going to go more into it, and we'll see that it's not so easy to just give the terrors that we gave. We had a very difficult Rambam. I'm sure Olam still remembers the Rambam. The Rambam says that if you shech the Korban Pesach L'shem Chulin, it's possible. L'shem Chulin never passes. Even Chatas L'shem Chulin is kosher. Right? The Rambam says that Shem Chulin by Pesach is possible. Possible, possible. That's the Rambam's Pesach Allah. L'shem Chulin is possible. We have different Mahalchim, how to understand. I mean, gave it in the Marmar Kremis here to look up the Rambam with the Kesef Mishnah, Mishnah Malach. But okay. So when we were learning the sugya on Dav Gimel, we went very easy. We went with the Meiri and Psachim Dav Nentes. And that Meiri we used to answer the Rambam, but I said then it's not so poshut. I'm going to show you today why it's Bechlal not so poshut. Okay? The Mahalach we took then was, like the Meiri seems to learn that there's a significant difference between the Lishma of Pesach and the Lishma of Ol Kachim. By Ol Kachim, the Lishma is a din in the carbon. Right? And it's Machshav HaPeselas like we explained. Right, you're passing the carbon with the machshava shel lishma. By Pesach, you need a proactive. It's a din in the gavra l'shem ba'amaltam zavach Pesach l'shem. It's a din in you to make it in the gavra to make it l'shem chul to make it l'shem Pesach. Yidach hazeh. Memela by Pesach, all of the rules that apply to other carbonos don't apply. Really, even stomach should be possible. Even stoma should be possible. This is what we were schwitzing on then, if you remember. Even stoma should be possible. Because there's a positive halacha. Stoma doesn't make it possible. But this is the amount of Zevach Pesach Hashem. So I was masber then, that in stoma lishma there's two halachas. There's one halacha like the Brisker Rav, that stoma lishma means it doesn't take away the lishma of the korban. The korban has a built-in lishma. It doesn't ruin it. It doesn't ruin it. That's a new halacha. Sometimes I tell parents that. Sometimes I get a kid in ninth grade, he's such a tachshit. I say, my job with this kid is not to ruin him. Not to do a machshav apiselas. Just let him go like this. Not to ruin him. Because you could ruin a good kid too. By other kachshim, the stomach is lishma. The korban is lishma. So stomach doesn't pass it. But then there's another halacha. Stomach lishma is a positive kavana. It's ki'ilu, you have a positive kavana. Subconsciously, it's like you're thinking l'shem korb. Just like the Chayodim says in Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana, we brought down Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana. He says if you're davening from a siddur, even if you didn't have kavana, it's ki'ilu, you had kavana, because you're davening from a siddur. It's like a mice of mechichim. So stomach lishma is another maila, potentially. And that is that stam kavana is like having positive kavana. It's not just it doesn't ruin what's here. It's like having, that's how we got around the Rambam. Stomach lishma is kosher, because that bribes like kavana, positive kavana. Right? But l'shem chulin, you can't say I'm having positive kavana, because I'm clearly saying l'shem chulin. So there, ein echaname, it doesn't make the carbon puzzle, als machshava peseles, but you don't have lishma. The only reason why Stom is good, that was basically, after much schwitzing, that's the way we came out. Okay. Now, I'm going to tell you several reasons why I hold it's not so pushy. Well, clearly the Meiri learns like that. We brought down a Me'iri. Clearly the Me'iri learns like that. There's no Shaila. The Me'iri understands that by Korban Pesach there's a separate halacha. He even brings the Yerushalmi's Pasuk Amartem. He says L'shem Chulin is Pasuk, and he brings that Pasuk of Amartem Zevach Pesach L'shem. That there's a new halacha. It has to be like a positive covenant. But I'll tell you why it's not so Pasuk. First of all, the whole Yisrael that we said Stomach L'shma is a positive covenant is L'chayra Tolin Machloikis Rashi and Tosfos. Number one. There's a Machloikis Rashi and Tosfos. If Shchitas Koton by Kotshim is Pasuk. Because of Shalai Lishma. Rashi says yes. Tosfos says that the cotton is no worse than a stomach. Famous Machloikis Rishon. How do you explain this Machloikis Rishon? Very simple. Rashi learns stomach is good because it belies Kavona Lishma. That only passes a bar Kavona. So a Gadol can have a stomach. A cotton is worse than a stomach. Why? Not because he has any bad kavana. Adarabe. God has no kavana. But you can't tell me that he has a subconscious kavana because he's not a badass. That's portion of your tie up to Machlekes Rishon. But I'll tell you many other reasons why it's not so partial to learn. This halach and kotchim akira betos is lav shema akira. So if somebody has a shalal shema betos, it's not an akira. Right, he made a mistake, Poshet. What's the halacha by Pesach? Lefi ar mahalach in the Rambam. So akira betos by Korban Pesach should be possible. Right? You take a look in Rambam. The Rambam says klar that it doesn't. It doesn't make it possible. So to me, that was a pircha. I tackled according to the Me'iri. Taka, it would. Akira betos. L'shem chulin. L'shem chulin. And Rambam says, but that's only by medvom amurim shokar shem azevach bezodoin. Avalim toho. Zok the Rambam, what happens if you made a mistake? You made a mistake. This Rambam by me was an explosion. From the Mibi's way. So even though Boif and Poshet, we said you could put the Rambam and the Me'iri in one Chativa Achaz. This Rambam is a big question mark. Not a question mark. It's a pirch unless somebody gives me a mouth. Huh? So what is Bizmane? Pesach Bizmane. Olo Labailim L'Shem Chayva. Shawai Zokter. Because it was Sha'akira B'toros Eni Akira. It wasn't better than L'Shem Chayva. Why in the world was it better than L'Shem Chulin? You should know that Menachem Zemba, he's given a grace of God. Mistama, he had this whole pshat that we were saying in the Rambam. Because he has in the Menachem Zemba, al Rambam, and Alocha Yud Aleph, HaPesach Shishom L'Shem Chulin Psula, he says, V'ayim B'divrei Rabbeinu, B'Alocha Aleph, that's possible. So the Magia there, the Sefer, says, I don't know what he's talking about. What's Halach Aleph to do with L'Shem Chulin? I hold that that was what Menachem Zemba was trying to say. Elam, how are you going to tell me by Pesach, is it didn't like the Me'iri? That you need a positive Lishma. Then even if you did a mistake, it should be possible. So this is a tremendous, tremendous percha. There are other diukim. No, Pesach. No, anything, oil, anything. He made a toast. The Rambam ends by saying, Shakira betos, lo yishma akira. Yeah, but the whole lumdus we were saying by Pesach is you don't need an akira. So this is a, now as far as diyukim lach, I'll tell you in diyukim also I have a raya. Not a raya, but a diuk that this doesn't work in the Rambam. Because Rav Shmuel Rozovsky Zatzal in his Shiurim in Pesachim, he has a Chakira by L'Shem Chulin. He brings the Rambam, L'Shem Chulin Pesach. Rav Shmuel Rozovsky has a Shaila. He says, is L'Shem Chulin a Machshava Apeselos? Is the Pshata by Korban Pesach L'Shem Chulin is a Machshava Apeselos? Like Chatos L'Shem Oilu, right? No, it's just like a Chatos L'Shem Oilu is possible. And a Pesach L'Shem Oilu is possible. So Pesach L'Shem Chulin is a Machshava Peselos. Or is it just Sinish L'Shma? So it's really more or less, he doesn't go through the whole Lumbus we're going through, but it's more or less Archakir. He says, what's a Nafkamina? He says, Nafkamina would be if you did an interesting Chiluk. If you did L'Shem Chulin, U'L'Shem Pesach. Yeah? So the guy shechted the carbon, he had both intentions. We had that a lot. L'shem oil, l'shem shlomim. So normally by other kachim we say, once there's an ear of machshav, it passes. So if you do an oila, right? If you do a chatas, l'shem oil, it's possible. Right? If you do pesach, l'shem oil, possible. What happens if you do pesach, l'shem chulun? What's halacha? So the, no, we pass in the ear of machshav. Pass in the ear of both machshav. It's not that you're misnagged. You're having both kavanas. Zok of Shmuel Rozovsky, that's what should come out of Nafkamin in Halach. That if you hold, there's Reb Chaim like that, Lagabi Tzitzis. Because by Tzitzis, it's brought down a Shaila. What happens if you do Tzitzis, L'Shem Tzitzis or L'Shem Nisoyim? In Menachas, there's a Tzitzis in Menachas. Right? So you made Tzitzis, instead of doing it L'Shem Tzitzis alone, you have L'Shem Tzitzis, L'Shem Nisoyim. That's very common. Because you could leave the tzitzis, have in mind, I'm going to use it for both. You know, if I need it for tzitzis, I'll use it for tzitzis, I'll use it for chul. Use it for both. Tosfos says it's possible, just like by kotshim, if you do it Erev Machshavos. For Reb Chaim, there's no shaychus. L'shem chul is not a machshava peselos. It's only you're missing l'shma. So by tzitzis, where there's no din machshava peselos, right? There's only a din you need L'Shem Tzitzis. Who cares that you're doing L'Shem Tzitzis and L'Shem Chulim? As I said, Reb Chaim. Right? Which is mamish, the same you said of Shmuel Rozovsky, which is that if we look at L'Shem Chulim as Machshava Peselos, then if you do L'Shem Chulim, L'Shem something else, it would also be possible. So it should come out. L'maisa, if you're Medayik in the Rambam that we brought in the Mar Makoimus, the Rambam is very clear. The Rambam says, Pamed vorm amurim sheshochti bizman ishim abosa. Right? Zok down. Before that already. Ha-peshach sheshochti bishini Hashem. Bein sheshin ishmo ilu shem zhevachacha. Bein sheshin ilu shem chulin posul. The Rambam puts together the psul of l'shem chulin and the psul of shaloi l'shmo. According to what Rav Shmuel is saying, and it's posul, and Reb Chaim, if L'Shem Chulin is nothing more than we're missing the L'Shem, the Shema Pesach, then L'Shem Chulin, L'Shem Pesach will be kosher. So how could the Rambam say it has the same din? The Rambam says L'Shem Chulin is no different than Shalei L'Shema. Whether he puts a mamish as a hainuach, it doesn't make a difference whether you did it L'Shem Zevach Achar or you did it L'Shem Chulin, it's possible. It does make a difference. L'shem zevach achar, even if it's l'shmo, l'shem zevach achar, it's possible. So again, that to me is also a diak, strong diak. Then you need to have some lumdus with a diak. The first Rambam in Perek Tzvav Aloch Aleph, to me that's clear. That's clear. That Akira B'toros doesn't applies to Korban Pesach just like other kachim. That's a clear right. This ayol is also a diak. From the halach itself is a diak. So basically we're back in the mud. The Mahalach that we wanted to say to put the Rambam and the Meiri on one page doesn't really work. Right? So, the Shaila is what's Pshat. So I'll tell you very quickly what the Mahalachim are here. One is Da'akat, like we said, Da'akat, and the Kesef Mishnah also brings a Pasuk, maybe a separate Pasuk. He doesn't say like the Meiri, but maybe there's Amartam Zevach Pesach Hashem, it's a different gather. That's one approach. That it's Da'akat different. Korban Pesach is different. The other approach is the approach of the Keren Ayra. The Keren Ayra, the Mishlo Malach here brings down the Birch Sazevach, if you look. The Keren Ayra brings down a Mahalach like this. I'll give you his Lashon. This is the Keren Ayra in the Psichot and the Masechta. He says like this. Kivan sheshachtoi l'shem chulin, zok the Keren Ayra, havi kemoi shachtoi sheloi loichlov. Da b'chulin leka menuyin, v'choshiv ki l'shem achayim. I hope the Keren Ayra is a chap. I have to tell you that none of these mahalchim by me work, but I'll explain, because of the Lashon HaRambam. To me, the Rambam is clear that l'shem chulin is like l'shem zevachacha. Why am I saying that? Because the Rambam says that. The Rambam says, L'shem Chulin is like L'shem Zevachacha. Period. So to me, that's the end of the story. It's the Rambam. The Rambam says it's the same. So anybody wants to say a Shtickle Torah, but I'll tell you a problem with this, Karen. I'll tell you a problem. No, but what I'm saying is like this. If you learn it's not Machshava Peselas, then it doesn't work. That number one doesn't work. Now, so the Keren Ayra wants an interesting chap. What he's trying to say is like this. Every place I have to be shechted l'shem oichlov. You have to shecht it for the people that are eating it. If you shecht it shaloi loichlov, the chpas. By chulin, there's no din of l'shem l'mnuyim. If I shecht a kom for Yitzchok, then you could eat it too. Shecht a kom for Bezalel, so Pesi could eat it. Yeah. So there's no menuyah by chulin. Zok the Keren Ayra, shechita l'shem chulin is ki'ilu you're saying shaloi l'menuyah. Here is chap. I'm basically saying it for anybody who wants to eat it. So it's not l'menuyah. So it's not that it's machshava b'telas. Right? It's shaloi l'menuyah. It is. It is. What do you mean? That's what you're doing. Frekta, listen to this first. Frekta, Evan Ozel, but this is Alman, that the Keren Ayra's mouth doesn't work. Because it's for everybody. It's not for nobody. It's for everybody, right? So it's l'mnuyah v'shaloi l'mnuyah v'skasha. By Karm Pesach, if you shecht the Karm Pesach l'mnuyah v'shaloi l'mnuyah, let's say it's David's Karm Pesach, and I shecht it for David and Pesach. So obviously it's Pesach's not yaitzah with it. It's not his. But you are yaitzah. You're only not yaitzah if I only did it l'shem Pesach. Yeah. So Frekta Evan Ozel, it doesn't go. So he comes with a different chap, Evan Ozel. Meaning he's going with the Keren Ayra. But he has a different chap. His chap is that it is different because Korban Pesach has halacha, you can't do it. Ein ha-Pesach nimne al shnayim. Right? Korban Pesach can't be nimna for two people. Right? So, eich shehiya, I can't be yotze with this Korban Pesach. Right? I can't be yotze with this Korban Pesach. What? One second. No, I can't be yotze with this Korban Pesach. Myself. So, it comes out that really, I'm being mamana myself on two Korban Pesach. A Pesach is not kosher for two people. Pesach is only kosher for one person. In other words, I can't be mamana. I'm sorry. One person can't be mamana himself on two Pesachim. So Memeila zoktel that when you shecht at l'shem chulin, l'maisa enech anami. as the other person, that alone doesn't make it possible. But he says, let me give you his lashon. But I have a problem with his lashon too, but we'll see. This, let me get you his lashon. He's right here, Perek Tezvav, on this halacha. Zoktel. Kima sheshachta l'shem chum. Zoktel. Havi kishachta shaloi lo'ichlov. Even though he just finished saying that it's l'chayr lo'ichlov and shaloi lo'ichlov. He says, why? Da b'chulin leko menuyim. By chulin, there's no such thing as being money on the carbon Pesach. Meaning, when I shech the carbon, the reason why, shech the behemoth, the reason why everybody could eat it, it's not because they're money on it, it's because you don't need to be money. It's not that you're connected to this carbon, to this shechita. You don't need to be connected to the shechita. Zokter, so when you do l'shem chulin, it's like you're cutting the guy out. Ki'ilu. He says, leko menuyim. V'choshiv ki l'shem acherim sheyoichlo. And the Mela, therefore it's no good. That's what he wants to say. Okay. But then, so the Mela, it's not called money at all. So it's not that it's called for everybody, it's called for nobody. Because there's no din. But then he says, but listen to this chap. His conclusion is like this. He says, L'chayra tzvichim loyma, L'fi ma sh'omra abaye, B'zvochem taf menvova mebeiz, D'chatas l'shem chulun koshav eni maratze, V'chein nifsak parambam, Tzvichim abaye lo v'chata sachar, In king abi pesach, Inemid ha pesach koshav, Tzvichim abaye lo v'pesach achar, D'lo igor mechatas, V'ein an nimna al shlei pesachim, M'shimochi ha pesach pos. So l'maise, Rabbi Zalman tries to save the Keren Oire. That since it's L'shem Chulin says no, but he's not happy with that. So his conclusion is it's possible for a different reason. Because even a chatas koshav ein emiratz. In other words, if you shech the chatas L'shem Chulin, it's kosher, but it's not emiratz. You have to bring another one. So he's saying, so by Pesach you have to bring another one. Right? Let's say it's the chatas. Kosher. But it's not emiratz. So now you're going to have to bring another one. So now the second one is going to be, so now you have two Pesachim. For one guy. Ain't on the new now, straight Pesachim.
But it's not two separate Korbanos now.
Two Pesachim. It's not ruined.
It's not
Maratza finished. That's his whole point. But the din of Ain't on the Nimne is apostles on its own. There can't be a carbon pay at a one person that's misyachas the two carbon.
So let me back
up
the first carbon.
So what are we gaining by that? So by default the carbon becomes puzzle. It's not becoming puzzle with a direct hit. Taka l'shem chulin is not really machshav apisels. L'shem chulin is kosher v'ein emiratze. Okay. But the halacha is ein adam mimana al shtei pesachim kachas. It will come out, I'm just telling you, it will come out l'daitoi l'chayra, right? That if, let's say, for some reason, the person who was mafresh this korban Pesach, at the time that Pesach came in, he was bederech rechoiko, he was takan achayiv to bring another korban Pesach now. So be kosher. Because it's not a machshava peselos. There's a different problem. There's a halacha on you. You can't be connected to two korbanos pesach. And this one is not meratza. So you have to bring another one. So this one can't be good. Because the only way to say that this one is good means that you're miyuchas to this one too. You can't be miyuchas to two korbanos pesach. End of story. Mele, that's the malach that he takes. And therefore he holds. It's possible. For that reason. So it's only, but I'm just telling you, it'll come out of tremendous. First of all, again, I'm not happy with anything that's not a direct hit with the Lashon HaRambam. The Rambam zokt that it's L'shem Chulin is no different than having L'shem another carbon. So the Rambam doesn't sound like that. But I'm telling you, it's a tremendous Afkamin and Halacha would come out. According to the Evan Ozel, if for some reason you would be Potter from Pesach Rishon, you, the one who was Mafreshit, would be Potter from Pesach Rishon, Now it should be kosher. The Rambam zogt doch, l'shem chulin is pasul, like l'shem any other korban. Really, it's not. Because l'shem chulin is not a machshava peselos. It's just that it's not meratzeh. Basically, all he's saying is, by korban pesach, you can never have any meratzeh. You could never have any meratzeh because anytime it's going to be any meratzeh means you need another one. If you need another one, it means you're associated to two. That can't be. So the first guy got to get knocked off. We can't keep the first korban pesach standing if you need another one. That's the point of the Evan Ozzel. The point of Evan Ozzel is since ein adam nimna al-shnei pesachim, you could never have the whole musig of the beginning of the mesach, the kosh of ein yoyla, not shaykh by korban pesach. That's really what he's saying. Really, that's what he's saying. He's saying kosher v'nei oile doesn't work by korban pesach. It's either oile or pasul. Because if it's not going to be oile, you need another one. The only way if you have another one is if this one is knocked out. So this one got to get knocked out because of that. My problem, I have a lot of problems with this. But let me just tell you in pshat what my problem is. Maybe Taki is stuck. You're up the creek, Echlamen. So what? So we're passing a carbon because you need another one? I'm the carbon pesach. I'll take it to the entire. I'm kosher. They tell me, you have a problem because you got messed up. Okay. Klap al chayt. I don't know. Just, what do you want from me? I'm a carbon. I'm a cheftli carbon. I'm a carbon pesach. I'm kosher. The machshav that the kohen had is not a machshav apesach. That's the Evan Ozzel saying, l'shem chulun, kosher. But why? The owner has a problem. Because he can't be nimna on two plachim. Okay, so he got beautifully messed up. Okay. Fine. I have one guy here in Shul, he comes to me every year, Sukkos. He's not one of the Balabatim, he's the son-in-law of one of the Balabatim. A wonderful fellow. He comes to me every year, either the second day Sukkos or the third day Sukkos, with his esrik, totally brown. With 20 brown dots. He has he's a guy that Erlich Yungaman, he spends time and money to get a beautiful esrog. He has a mazel that every esrog he buys comes from a soicher that has tried too diligently to clean it. And a lot of them mean good. They don't mean bad. There's a fleckle. They will be. Once you go beyond the skin of the esrog, the fluid of the esrog comes out and it turns brown. That's the metzias. So this guy, Mamish, and it's beautiful. I showed him that this time is already the third year he came to me with such an esrog. And I showed him how each brown mark is next to a dent in the esrog. He said, but it's a different moicher. He didn't go to that old moicher. He already gave up on the old moicher. He went to a new one. I said, okay, you were zeicher to get my, what should I tell you? This is what happened to you. I'm not even saying the esrog is possible, but it's far from a beautiful esrog that he originally wanted. So here, L'chore, guy's messed up. I understand. Devin Ozzel is saying L'chore, he's saying a svar, which my next step is I'm going to prove to you that L'alocha, maybe it's not like that. But let's say it's taka true. You bring a korban pesach, it's oile, it's kosher v'ein emiratze, so now you have a problem. The problem I understand. Ein odem nimna al shnei pesachim, it's korban pesach, you're stuck. Okay, so you stop. So you come to the road. Okay, today, Babli, you shall me. I have no solution for you. Sorry. You got messed up. By every other carbon, you could bring two. This one, you're stuck. The first one is kosher because chulin is not pasul. And the second one, you can't bring because ain't on the nun, shtei psochem kachat. You're stuck. The heaven goes up. Memele! It's pasul. Memele, you messed up. All the Mubayma to Shia Hashem, we have to be matzal the Bayma too. Mech Bayza. The Bayma doesn't have kosher go. The Bayma is kosher. The Bayma is kosher. There is Bailim. The one that's not getting a kapara. That's the whole point. The whole Evan Ozzel's point is that now that you're the Bailim, you can't be Mamana on two kaparas. But I'll tell you something else. The Evan Ozzel is naming on. The Evan Ozzel is naming on that you can never be memuna on two korbanos pesachim als Yachas, meaning I can't have two Korbanos Pesach. That's what he's assuming. I cannot have two Korbanos Pesach. And therefore, he's saying, once you take that assumption, therefore he's saying, Mamela, if the first Korban Pesach is going to be kosher of any oil, so you can't have a second one. So you're stuck. That's what he's naming on. But I want to tell you a different mahaloch, and I'll prove it to you. The different mahaloch is no. The din of einin and din al shtei pesachim kachad means once you're yotze, you can't bring another korban pesach. So long that the first one's felt, whatever's felt, now I can bring another one. I can bring 20. I can bring 20. What's the reason why, if it's possible, I could bring another one? I am. I was in the mind on that. I was in the mind on that. Elamai, that became possible. So who, what I'm trying to say is, so who says he could be mamun on another one? I was mamun on that one. I was mamun on that one. That one rather became possible. You know why? Because I was mamun on that. It became possible because the guy had in mind another bialim. The reason why it's possible is because I'm the one who's mamun on it. If I'm not mamun on it, it would be kosher. That carbon now became possible because it was my carbon Pesach and the Kohen shechted it for Pliny. Possible, right? So what's the halach? I bring another one. What do you mean? Ein nimin al shtei Pesachim. So LMI, Devin Ozel's understanding, no. It's that there can't be two Pesachim in the world that are connected to you. But that's just Mechtes. There's a Toises Yishonim in Meseches Pesachim, that says clearly not like that. He says Tmuras Pesach is Kodesh, and you're not Yotze. You have to bring another one. And there's no problem with Ein Nimin Al Shtei Pesachim. You know why? Because you're not Yotze the carbon with the Tmura. Zok the Tosis Yishonim in Pesachim. How could we have this carbon? It's not the. He says, not a kasha. Look at Ayel Nozer. Also, Shaloi L'Shmo is not Ayel Ba'al Moshem Chayver. We bring another Ayel Nozer, even though Ayel Nozer is not Bob and Adava. Pelon and Tosis Yishonim. But Ayel Nozer, there's no doubt that there can't be two of them. That's a state in the Tosis Yishonim. That carbon Pesach, there's no doubt there can't be two. There can't be two that I'm Yotze with. So long that I'm not Yotze with the Tmura, even though it's kosher, still works. So slowly we're feeling very alone here with the Rambam, because the Mahalchim are very shver. The Mahalchim to understand the Rambam is very shver. So I'll tell you Lamaisa, and we're already out of time. I'll tell you Lamaisa what I think a Mahalch that really answers Tile Kashas. You know, there are Mechudish Tikka Mahalchim here to say, I'm going to leave them out, but. The Milchas Chinuch, if you look at the Milchas Chinuch by us, and the Milchas Chinuch I brought in my Mekremis, he has a very interesting machshav. But it's the Olam sees it. No, the wrong one is outlined. Okay. The wrong one is outlined. Okay, so it's Ches. Ches. He did Dalet instead of Ches because it's whatever. Dalet Ches. Okay. Okay, I have it. The Michas Chinuch has a Moiridika Chap. His Chap is like this. His Chap is that Pesach Mitzrayim, there were no other Korbanos yet. This was the first Korban that was given to Klal Yisrael. The first carbon that was given to Klal Yisrael as Am Yisrael was Korban Pesach. There were no other carbonists. Right? So he says, so then the L'shem Chum had to be possible. There was no L'shem anything else. That was the only carbon we had. The original Amartams of Ach Pesach L'shem, the original L'shma, that the Baruch Hashem said, you have to do L'shem Pesach, not L'shem something else. There was no something else. So the only L'shem something else is Chum. In Memele, in Pesach Mitzrayim lies this halacha that L'shem Chul in Pasos. Amartem, of course, the Mishchit is Pesach. As I said, Im Shachar Pesach L'shem Chul and Zokte Mitzras Chinuch. Pesach Loike Shachar Kotchim Shein Nifsal and Shachar L'shem Korban Achar. Doctor, why? Kivon de bizman akovas haPesach harishon loyhoyu kol shemachelim vekivon shekekval came nishar hadin l'doyres. As I saw it, okay. It's still very difficult. It's very difficult because l'chayra, the Gemara and Dav Gimel makes it into a mechanical thing. Lav mina lo machmer bo. Right? The reason why L'shem Chul doesn't pass is because it's Lav Mina. It's not Mina. No, absolutely not. That's what I'm trying to tell you. If there would be a separate halacha, Gzeres HaKos of L'shem Chul doesn't pass, right? Then you could say, you know what? Pesach Mitzrayim was different. Then L'shem Chul did pass. Okay. But the Gemara says on Dav Gimel that the reason why L'shem Chul doesn't pass because it's Lav Mina, has no Shaychus. In order for Shaloi Lishma to penetrate the carbon, has to be Mina. It's Lav Mina. Lo Machrov. Right? That's the, if you remember, that was the whole Or Samech we had. The Or Samech wanted to say that since carbon Pesach is Ikro L'Achila, so Mela, it's called Mina. It's like the Shechit of carbon, it's like Shechit of Schulim. It's the same thing. It's like Shechit Eschum. Which, by the way, that would be another kasha on the Evan Ozel. According to the Evan Ozel, why do you need a pasuk? Right? Why do you need a pasuk to say that it's ma'akev in our sugya? Stam. Loyol l'bayim l'shem choyva. Now you can't have two psochem. Notice our whole Gemara brought island, shini kodesh, la'akev. According to Evan Ozel, you don't need that. Because once it's not oile, ain't on them nimnal shnei psachim gagas. Right? You can't be on part of two to go up on his psachim. So I want to tell you like this. The mahalach, I think, here is that, in fact, Korban Pesach is Mina of Chul. It is true that the reason why normally L'shem Chul doesn't pass is because they don't connect. But from everything we learned, mamish from that base till here, we saw that in order to make a carbon pasul shalei lishma, all you need is epis shaychas. That means you shech the carbon for another Jew. Ein l'chadim Yisrael shein echayiv oyla. And the mele since the chatas is mechaper on oyla, it's already enough. Meaning for shalei lishma, you don't need a strong chibur. You need epis. L'shem Chulin is out of the ball field. And that's why it doesn't make it possible. L'shem Chulin. But I want to tell you like this. Normally, and this is a long inyan, but like I said, I want to let everybody out now. And I have to run to yeshiva. It's the first day of yeshiva. Normally, when you have a kavana of L'shem Chulin, you taka out of the ball field. By Korban Pesach, you're not. Why? I'll tell you why, Pashat. What's the halacha by Esnan? There's something called an Esnan Zayna. Right? So if you give a behemoth to a woman to a Zayna, that behemoth becomes possible for a kachu. What happens if you give that behemoth to a woman after it already became Gat Kedusha? It's not Chal. Shem Esnan is not Chal. Esnan is only Chal on Chul. Esnan is not Chal on kachu. Now, the Gemara in Pesachim has a whole shakl of Atariya. What about a Korban Pesach? Fascinating Gemara. The Gemara in Pesachim says like this. The Gemara is like this. Here, it's Amud Beis. Peites Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Omer Aboishia, Pesach Momen Beinim. The Bekol Pesach Meshayer in Ishmois. Umemela Habichun. The Gemara says a Moiridig Achidish. Every Korban Pesach, the halach is by a regular Korban. Once I'm afresh the Korban, it's my Korban. It's over. You can't have no shachas to my Korban. By Korban Pesach, the halach is Memanim. Korban Pesach is a revolving korban. That means I could take a korban for me, then I could leave go of it, and you could take it, and we could put more people on. People till shechita, it's a revolving door. So the Gemara zokt, menele every korban Pesach has chul in it. It's like a meshayer the shem chul in the korban, and menele it's even shayach according to one side it should become an estan zayin. So every chulin, every korban Pesach, has a little bit mina de chulin in it. Not al tor semeches for that it's ikrei lachil. That we're not happy with, because that over there that's the mitzvah. But the fact that the Torah said that this korban is unique, that even after it becomes a korban, it could still be revolving. The Gemara says in Pesachim the lomdus in that is that there's a shame chulin in the korban. Memela, that's enough for it to be called mina. That's enough for it to be called Mina. Mela, the whole svar of the Gemara earlier, why L'shem Chulin doesn't passel, is because it's Lav Mina. Here the Chulin, in the Korban licked Chulin. That's why the Rambam says that L'shem Chulin, Havi Kamei L'shem Zevach Achar. By Korban Pesach, the L'shem Chulin is passel not because of a new Gzeres HaKosov. Because over here, the L'shem Chulin is like L'shem Zevach Achar. The whole Svara that I, the Rambam, taught you, that by other Korbanos, L'shem Chulin is kosher, is because it's Lav Mina. Here it is a Shtikl Mina. I'll tell me it's only a Shtikl Mina. But that does state in all the sugis, as long as there's a slight connection, it's an official L'shma to kick in. No, it's very good. It's working else machshav apiselas. So now if you did a betos, akir betos, lav shmei akira. No, it's two Rambams. One Rambam is the beginning, says akir betos, it's not akira. Then in halacha yud aleph, he says, l'shem chulin, kosher. It's possible. So we asked, how does that work? If you learn the reason why l'shem chulin is possible because you're missing the lishma, then akir betos should also be possible. No. L'shem chulin is possible because machshav apiselas. Why is it called machshav apiselas? Because it's mina. Yes. Now it's very geshmak. Why Rambam wasn't mechalak? It's mamish like zevachacha. Rav Shmuel himself pavarns that loy motzanu that episode should be l'shem chul should be different. Okay, we'll stop here for now. Looks like geshmak is sugi.
One of the 10 million messed it up. Would that pass the whole?